once flourishing Catholic societies want to become materially wealthy, become proportionally de-Catholicized. And to coin a term, de-sacerdotalized. Remember once, in the Bronx, speaking to your contemplative sisters, I said, you know, sisters, there are some countries that are called mission countries, like India. And the sisters, unanimously, they shouted, no, no. Mother tells us the United States is the mission country to which we missionaries of charity go. What else could I do except thank the sisters? I told this to both Sister Nirmala and Sister Frederick, the Archbishop of Chicago, wants me to report back to him when I get back to the States. He wants the missionaries of charity in Chicago to catechize his archdiocese, over 2 million Catholics in name. As a country becomes more materialistic, it becomes corresponding less priestly. We go on. The modern world better. The modern media in societies like my own country or Germany or France, in our growing measure Italy and England, they are modern media, with rare exception, not friendly to the Catholic priesthood. Sisters, you never believe your eyes or your ears at the programs on American radio and especially television portray the priests as real, as bad men, as liars, as criminals. Now, in a nation as large as ours, of course, there are some unfaithful priests. I did tell you, didn't I, what the Diocese of Dallas did. One priest was found guilty of molesting a young boy. I tell you this, and the judge fined the Diocese of Dallas $120 million. How many rupees to a dollar? How many? 36. Well, you multiply 120 million by 36. Could somebody do that quickly? How many rupees is that? $120 million.
$4 billion.
320 million. Or more than, this is $120 million. His bishop got him exempt from the prison and sent for 5 years to a monastery. I got to know the bishop in the monastery. The poor man, he wrote a book defending sodomy. So I got in touch with his bishop, and the bishop bought all the books. Of course, the diocese a fortune. And the priest then filed a lawsuit against me. I had to get a lawyer to protect me, and I won the case. Sisters, in a country like America, a priest who is not faithful becomes a hero. And those who are faithful, sisters, they are enemies of the state. We go on. This is not, in my judgment, sisters, the main grounds for claiming that a Catholic priest must expect to live a martyr's life in the modern world. I believe the main reason is the spread of strange ideas in professedly Catholic circles about what exactly is a priest. And the way some of these priests are taught in the seminaries, it's no wonder they don't know really what a priest is. Articles in popular magazines, studies in scholarly journals, lectures, seminars, and even whole volumes are being published disclaiming that Christ ever really instituted the sacrament of holy orders. As Frank and I were saying, was it last night? There are many people, I'm speaking of many Catholics, and I fear most Catholics, don't really know what a revolution is taking place in the world today. They don't really know. And the revolution is highly organized, powerful. And the revolution has penetrated the Catholic Church. And that is why, sisters, only God knows the grace, thank God, I received permission from my superiors for the grace to spend 5 full weeks away from a very, very involved apostolic work and mainly given to me by the Holy See. And I said this before, of course, I'm here willingly, cheerfully, lovingly, but the main reason is because the Holy See wants me to be here.